Chapter 44. What happened to little faith? But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Matthew 14, verses 30 and 31. While Christian and Hopeful were walking on together, Christian said, "Do you know who I have to think of as we are walking here?" "Who are you thinking about?" "Of little faith."
"Little faith?"
"Yes, he walked here too. He walked on exactly the same way as we do."
"Who was he then?"
"He was a very good man. He was from the town of Sincere."
"That sounds positive. Sincere people are honest people."
"That is what he was. But I will tell you what happened to him, okay?"
"Please."
Hopeful nodded.
Christian pointed back a minute. "There, at the beginning of our way, a lane comes down to our highway. Maybe you have seen it. The name of that lane is Dead Man's Lane."
"What a name."
"Yes, they call it that because people are often killed there."
"Terrible. Tell me more."
"Well, that Dead Man's Lane does not begin with a narrow gate, but with a wide gate. It is a gate which is at the beginning of the Broadway. Many people have gone through that wide gate already."
"I hope Little Faith did not."
"No, Little Faith went through the straight gate. But on a certain day he passed Dead Man's Lane. He was tired, and precisely at that place he laid himself down and slept."
"How did he dare?"
"Exactly, Hopeful, for then the trouble began. Three rogues were coming from that Broadway. Their names were Faint Heart, Mistrust, and Guilt. They were three brothers. When they saw Little Faith, they quickly snuck up to him. He had just awoken and wanted to get ready to continue traveling. They took him by surprise. They stood before him with clenched fists. He was not allowed to take one more step. Poor Little Faith turned pale and almost died from fear. He was so afraid that he could do nothing anymore. He had no strength to fight, neither to flee.
'Give me your money,' Faint Heart cried. But Little Faith was not in a hurry to get his wallet, for he preferred to keep the money himself. Then Mistrust jumped toward him. He quickly put his hand in Little Faith's pocket and grabbed his wallet with silver.
'Thieves! Thieves!' Little Faith cried immediately. But right in front of him stood Guilt with a stick in his hand. He hit Little Faith on the head so very hard that he fell on the ground with a thud. There he lay. He bled very badly, and it seemed as if he was going to die. The thieves stood by him for a moment, but then in the distance they heard someone coming. "As long as that is not Great Grace or Good Confidence," they said, getting scared. Immediately they ran off and were gone. They left Little Faith lying there. Slowly he gained consciousness and tried to get up. When he was able to, he slowly wanted to continue his journey again. Well, this was the story about Little Faith.
But did they take everything from him? Hopeful wanted to know.
No, Christian answered. For he still had some jewels hidden somewhere, and no matter how they searched, they did not find them.
So, They could not take everything away from him. No, but the good man was very sad about his loss. Of course, he lost all his money. Yes, most of it. He had a little bit left, but that was actually too little to continue his journey with. Oh, but that is terrible. How could he go on? They once told me that he had to beg to stay alive. Yes, but he had jewels, didn't he? Yes, but he was not allowed to sell them. He just did what he could and begged at times. He often traveled being hungry. But do you know what I think is a miracle, Hopeful said, that they did not take his role? Certainly, Christian nodded, for without a role you cannot enter the celestial gate. They looked for it, but did not find it, and that was certainly not because of him. He was so afraid that he did not even think of hiding it safely. They just never saw it. You may well say that God took care of it. It must have been a great comfort for him that they did not get that jewel, don't you think, Christian? That should be the case, yes, Christian said slowly. Was he not glad about it then? Christian shook his head. The man who told me this story said that he did not get much comfort from it. Not? No. For the rest of the way, he could not do much with the roll. He was so afraid and scared by everything that happened with him along the way. He constantly had to think of the money which they took from him. Most of the time, he did not even think of his roll. Sometimes he thought of it for a very short moment, but he could not comfort himself with it. He soon had to think again of what he lost. Then all those good thoughts were gone at once. Ah, Hopeful sighed. Poor man, this must have been a great sadness for him. Yes, that is certainly true. Would we not be sad if this would have happened to us? Just imagine, you are robbed and almost beaten to death, and then in such a strange place too, so very close to that awful lane. It is a wonder he did not die of grief. They once told me that for the rest of the way he only moaned and complained. He told the story to everybody, how he was robbed, where it happened, what he lost, how he was wounded, and of course, especially, that it almost cost him his life. I still find it a little strange that he did not exchange his jewels, Hopeful thought aloud. If you are so poor that you hardly have any money left to travel, then you should just sell them. Sell them? Christian suddenly said sharply. Do you have a blindfold over your eyes? Just think. Do you really think that there would be one in this entire country who is willing to buy his jewels? The people here do not care about them at all, and little Faith would never have been glad about the money he would have received for them. No, those jewels were too valuable for him. He had to show them at the celestial gate, and without the jewels, he would not be able to enter in. That would be much worse for him than being robbed by 10,000 thieves. Surprised, Hopeful looked at Christian. Why do you suddenly talk so sharply? Well, what do you think? Christian called out. Yes, but, Hopeful protested, did not Esau sell his birthright for a bowl of pottage? That right was his greatest jewel. Why was he allowed to sell his jewel and little Faith not? Christian nodded. Esau sold his birthright, that is true, and very many people are actually doing the same. Sadly, they do, for by doing this, they do not get the greatest blessing. But Esau was very different from little Faith. Esau had a birthright, but he did not have a new heart. You could notice that, too, when he desired a delicious bowl of pottage.
He thought that was more important than the birthright. "One day I will die anyways," he said. "What would the birthright benefit me then?" Little Faith would never say anything like that. He did not have great faith, but he still understood very well that he should never sell his jewels. They were much too valuable to him. Nowhere in the Bible do you read that Esau had this faith, not even little faith. He did just what he wanted, and that is how it always goes with people who have no faith. They sell their soul to the devil, the king of hell. With little faith, it was different. His heart was with the things of the Lord. He sought the things which are above. You are not selling those jewels, are you? And do not think there are many people who want these jewels. They will not pay one penny for them, just like us not eating hay and a dove not eating meat. Someone without a new heart can sell everything in order to live an easy life. To him, that life is more valuable than the things of the Lord. The service of the Lord is not worth more than hay to them. But this is not the case with someone who has true faith. Do you now understand why I reacted sharply?
Yes, now I understand, Hopeful admitted. But I almost got angry with you.
Why? Because of those blindfolds?
Yes.
When I heard you talk, I just had to think for a moment of a kind of a young bird which I once saw.
Young birds?
Yes. They hatched from the eggs. Half of the shell still covered their heads, but they walked back and forth while they could not see where they were going.
Never mind. Just pay attention to my story about the jewels. Then things will be well between us.
Explanation. There are children of God with a great and strong faith. There are also those with little and weak faith. Those are called people of little faith. They sometimes pay less attention to the dangers of world and sin. Little faith even fell asleep close to Dead Man's Lane, a very dangerous lane. Thus, we can live very close to sin and not see how dangerous it is. We think we are able to withstand sin and the world. We do not fight against evil. That can sometimes happen very slowly. Then we allow more and more sins. But then those three enemies come. Just think of Peter. He also thought he could prevail over sin. He was going to show his master what he was able to do. Until a girl said, "You are one of them too. You also belong to the Lord Jesus." Peter understood it was getting dangerous for him. He actually was on Dead Man's Lane. There came Faint Heart already. He grabbed Peter and made him say, "I do not know Jesus at all." That was cowardly and weak. Peter did not know how quickly to get away from there. His sins made him afraid. Then came mistrust. He said, "Peter, do you really believe that the Lord Jesus can save you? Do not trust in him." That is mistrust. And when Peter fled, guilt came. Your guilt is too great. Peter, you sinned too grievously. You understand that those three enemies with Peter were not real people, but thoughts which lived in his heart. But they were enemies. How they beat him, didn't they? Now Peter could not do anything with his faith. All that money was robbed. But there was something in his heart which no one could steal.
That was the work of the Lord. Those were the jewels. Do you know when these enemies flee away? When great grace comes. When the Lord shows that His grace is greater than all those great sins. When He says, "Even though you provoked me with your sins, I am still willing to forgive them all." Then you cannot be cowardly anymore. Then you do not dare mistrust the Lord anymore. And then you also know how you can be delivered from your guilt. Later, the Lord gave Peter strong faith again. But many people of little faith remain weak. They often continue to be bothered by those three enemies. Most of the time, they do not have a firm and sure faith. They are often afraid. Still, they are true children of God, and sometimes they may firmly believe, too, that they are a child of the Lord.